California always seems to be late in finalizing a state budget. This year, the state set an all-time record. Its budget is more than 3 months overdue. Last week, state lawmakers hammered out a deal that they're planning to vote on today. But as John Myers of member station KQED reports, the plan won't fix California's habit of running in the red.
Perhaps the reason that the saying, time is money, seems to stick around is because delay can be costly. That's the case Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has been trying to make outside his state capitol office in Sacramento. Here, a large clock ticks off $52 million a day, the daily average of California's $19 billion deficit. The clock was part of Schwarzenegger's effort to pin the blame for delay on the legislature.
Do you know something? The legislature has done this year after year.
That was the governor more than a month ago, but he too has had a role in the impasse by pursuing spending cuts that the legislature's majority Democrats insisted would hurt, not help, the state's economic recovery.
The original proposal by the governor would have resulted in 430,000 people losing their jobs.
John Perez of Los Angeles is the speaker of the California State Assembly. He and his fellow Democrats wanted instead at least a limited tax increase. The final result was somewhere in between. The state will cut spending by about $7.5 billion, less than demanded by Schwarzenegger. A full $3 billion will come out of public schools. But the savings come from budget maneuvers like delaying payments and not, says Assembly Speaker John Perez, from actual cuts.
We guaranteed that our programmatic educational levels were at least at the same level as last year.
But because the budget is so late, schools had to make decisions that, in many cases, assumed an even worse deal. That plus all of the shuffling of money is a bitter pill for California schools, says education lobbyist Kevin Gordon.
You know, I'll pay you this a little bit later, and next month we'll pay you some money for the following month, and then we're going to delay the payment. It just gets so convoluted that it makes an already complicated system very, very difficult to navigate for school districts.
California lawmakers are also depending on a lot of federal help, $5.3 billion in everything from more federal matching money for social programs to reimbursement for the costs of illegal immigrant prisoners. That's awfully optimistic, says Gene Ross of the nonprofit California Budget Project.
I think it's the number that California probably needs, given the magnitude of our budget problems. But unfortunately, it's a much larger number than Congress appears willing to appropriate.
While Democrats demanded new taxes, the only extra cash in the budget is a two-year suspension of a tax break for businesses. And then there's the summer-long fight over public employee pensions. Schwarzenegger, who's termed out of office in a few months, insisted that pensions be permanently rolled back. During the depths of the impasse, his rhetoric became heated. In August, the governor blamed public employees for using money that could have gone to worthwhile programs.
They're being robbed blind by the pensions of public employees.
In the end, Democrats agreed to shrinking benefits, but insisted for most savings, Schwarzenegger needed to strike deals at the bargaining table with organized labor. That's no easy task, in part because public employee unions and the Republican governor have been engaged in political warfare for years. Still, much of California's new budget is a one-time fix, so much so that both major candidates seeking to replace Arnold Schwarzenegger as governor are pledging to roll up their sleeves and dig back in even before taking office. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.